on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
And 29 past 10, let's see what's happening in the greyhound racing world. Dave Carlson, good morning.
Good morning to you, Cozzy.
Just make sure my microphone's on. Okay, good morning, Cozzy, and welcome along to Going Greyhounds for my swan song edition, the last stand, if you like, the get-out stakes, Cozzy. So get on. I'm going to put you into a winner, okay?
All right. I know you will, mate.
And good luck to your Collingwood Magpies on Saturday.
Yes, God give him strength. My son had a good win. He backed the West Coast Eagles to flog Melbourne. $7.50, the little devil got
him. Well, tell you what, as a dad, you just got to take your commission, don't you?
Well, no, you just snip him straight away.
Now, good luck to the Pies, to you and Guesty, Andrew Bensley, and all the other Collingwood fans in the AFL decider. Well, I tell you what, we've got a busy show today. Joining us will be Jason McKay very shortly. And Jason, of course, trained the winner of the Group 1 Dapto Megastar on Thursday night. Andy Lord, Andy and Jody, they have two representatives in the semi-finals of the Million Dollar Chase at Wentworth Park. Success last night at Tamora, following up the success of Rowan Hill in the Bathurst Regional Final. Bob Lane will be a special guest. Bob, our race caller from Lismore and Casino last Friday. The Casino Cup Final was run and won. Pete Fenimore from New Zealand is going to be joining us from Auckland today. A couple of heats of the Group 1 Waterloo Cup at Manukau yesterday afternoon with the decider coming up. And Johnny Brash is going to be with us too. Bunny, I'll be handing over the baton to him at 11 a.m. this morning. And John Brash is going to be the host of Going Greyhounds come next Monday. All right, well, it's time to rewind back to Thursday night now and the running of the Group 1 Dapto Megastar. Ben Kenny Chick started favourite from box two, just ahead of Skywave in the eight.
Racing, Ben Kenny Chick got away cleanly, zipping Taylor away in a hurry, and Lagoon Redder's charging down from the outside. Lagoon Redder's run to the lead by two over zipping Taylor. Ben Kenny Chick, Lincoln Gone, Skywave, Sunburn Highway, Infrared Ethics, 1 hour parking at the tail. Lagoon Redder let rip down the back, led by three to zipping Taylor. They'll followed by Ben Kenny Chick and Lincoln Gone. Lagoon Red in front, Zipping Taylor coming hard, Zipping Taylor beating Kenny Chick late, Zipping Taylor's won the Megastar, Zipping Taylor has won the money.
Oh, yes, indeed. It was Zipping Taylor from box one claiming the Group 1 prize in 30 seconds neat, and her trainer Jason McKay is on the line. Jace, congrats. Look, there's not much of her, but she chased the heart out to collar Lagoon Red at the home turn after that dog pipped her in the heats.
Exactly right, Dave. Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, she's only 26 and a half curlos, but lacks a little bit of the size and the leg of all the bigger size bitches, but she's got a bit of ticker, this little fella, so that takes them a long way, Dave. She wants to be half normal at box rise, which is gives you a chance. She's a real tight railer and kept coming the other night, which was great. It was always going to be hard to run him down once he led because he's a powerhouse, but she never shirked, mate. She kept whacking away and got there on the line, which was great.
Yeah, turning for home, Jason, she saw the arm, and despite the fast finish of Ben Kenny Chick, you must have thought at the home turn she'd go close to getting the chocolates.
Yeah, when you see, Dave, when you watch her a couple of stats, she only had 13 odd starts, I think, mate, but she's a real mad little railer, and if she can just stay in on the rail, it's got to be an advantage from the start to the finish. And when she knows a little gap come and the seven shifted a little bit, she got a little bit of room to get through there. And I just thought she was a real day. From there on, she looked a good hope. But up the back, you're looking at getting second or third prize money, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, Zipping Taylor's a daughter of Barsha Bale and your former super smart race bitch, Zipping Willow. She's not long turned two. And as you say, Jason, she's very consistent and she's a good box dog.
And Dave, I think that's this day and age now. I don't know if you're in a 300 or 500 or distance race. You're best off being in the first two or three than the back two or three because they're all very even. They run the same sections, same sort of similar back splits. And overall, they're all pretty strong. So if you can nail the start and get out of a lot of that rubble at the first corner, Dave, it plays into your hands for sure, mate.
Yeah, too right. Well, I tell you, where I was standing, there was plenty of cheering, yelling and screaming during the race. I looked up and I saw it was coming from your daughter, April, and also Camo Helen, and the son of her owner. So it was a pretty happy presentation.
I'll tell you what, they can ride. That little daughter of mine, she's only 13 now, nearly 14. But I'm making confident she cares. I looked at her, Dave, up the back. I said, listen, I just stopped watching the race. I said, mate, she ain't going to run the 70. And he said, she sure will.
Well, I tell you what, the future of training at your kennels is in good hands.
It's great. As soon as she gets home from school, she's up here, Dave. She's up here late at night letting them out. That sort of test the fortitude of most people, the late let out. She's going to mop a few wee's up, and some might need a bit of massage and all of that stuff. But she fixes all the beds, makes sure her waters are done daily, and she's got that bit of bite in her to get up and go, which is great. But in saying that too, Dave, without young Camo and Marty and Fiona up there at Clurgate at Orange, the rear and all the whelping and everything they do up there, mate, it'd be nothing sort of once they got ill. They're impeccable in what they do, and young Camo played a huge part in breaking this litter in, that willow litter, and he done all the box work on him, and he's done a great job for a young fellow. He's only young, but he's taken some big strides, that young Camo, so it's real good for later on. It looks bright, the future.
Yeah, you bet, Chase. Now, look, winning a Group 1 already is a major feat for Zipping Taylor. She only started racing in May, winning a maiden at Richmond in 22 and 96 by 7 lengths. Prior to her debut, Jace, did you think that she had something special?
She always showed something, Dave, at an early age. I'm big on in their first couple of runs. I don't like waiting and waiting, thinking the runs are going to come. And a couple of goes at the Gardens in Richmond early on, she showed us she's got a motor that was just... Dave, when she come behind the boxes, her first couple of starts and dogs are screaming and lids are getting closed, she got overwhelmed a little bit. She went from a real good beginner to coming out terrible her first couple of starts. Still found a way to win, which tells you you've got to have a bit of a motor to do that. But she's worked it out, Dave. It's still only early days. I'd like to see her have another 6 or 8 starts under a belt in a state, get a few different boxes and work it out from there. But always showed the traits that she's a handy little bitch. She's one of them ones that don't do nothing wrong at home. You never know you got her. She never does anything wrong, and the good ones usually do most things right, mate.
You're not going to have a throw at the stumps at Wendy in the heats of the $1 million chase with her?
Yep, we're going to have a throw, Dave. Probably sort of guessing a bit, but she's had a couple of looks around Wendy, and Wendy at the moment looks like it's a light, so it'll suit front runners and railers.
Yep.
We'll have a shot at the stumps with her. We come up trumps, we'll have to wait and see, but we'll definitely have a go. And if she can run a hole, and get a go at the semis, that'd be great. If not, won't be no skin off our teeth anyway.
All right, Jason. Well, speaking of the $1 million chase, Zipping Taylor's litter sister and the Gardens 500 track record holder, Zipping Bailey, lines up in the Richmond regional final this Friday night. And, Jace, you can draw a box. She'll jump from the one, and she's 2 from 2 from the rails.
Huge advantage for her. She's same as Taylor, Dave. She's only little, but she's got a big, big motor, this thing. Very erratic sometimes, consistent-wise, box-wise. Can find a bum or two in runs, which is immaturity, but she's got a big, big motor. If anyone who watched that replay the other day can look up after a terrible start, got flattened at the catching pen. She was second last, 15 off the leader, and somehow she got beat ahead and neck. Definitely got the motor. I think she broke that Gardens record on a 6 start, which is not easy to do, you know. So she can certainly let fly when the right run comes. So the box is a big asset for her at Richmond, and just hope she can use it. She's got to come out and be third or fourth on the fence the first time, and I'd say she'll be a chance for sure.
Too right. Well, great bloodline, speed and strength in that litter, bred by Marty and Fiona. So I wish you all the best at Richmond and also going forward with Zipping Taylor. And congratulations, Jace, on the Dapto Megastar win. I look forward to I'll see you at the track sometime in the future.
Dave, real quick, mate. I know this is your last call. You've been an absolute credit to the greying industry, mate. You've been over backwards for all participants in your long stint on Sky and all. Off the telly where a lot of people don't see you, but you're a great advocate for the greyhounds, mate. You'll be sorely missed, but we'll catch up a few times and have a beer. But thanks very much for everything you've joined up for and helped us out over the years, mate.
Really appreciate it, Jason. I respect you totally, mate, and they're very, very kind words. And I love everyone in the greyhounds. I love the animals, and we're going to have a beer indeed we are, Jace. And thanks so much for all your time you've given me over those years.
Thanks very much, Dave. You look after yourself. I'll catch up with you soon, mate.
Thanks very much, Jace. There is Jason McKay. Well, the Tamora regional final of the Million Dollar Chase was run last night, and Champion Model started favourite from box three.
Racing. Champion Model got out nicely. Bogan way out wide. Toes to the early leader. Now coming after it. Champion Model. Nangar Jack got away well enough. He's just in behind him. Then on the fence, Bogan Bomber looking for a run, but Jack Dorf from there and dropping back. Nangar Jack coming up around the corner. And the leader still Bogan way. It shows the way clearly. Champion Model trying to get on terms with it on the outside. Bogan way in front. Champion Model coming at it. Class Tells got up on the outside to win. Second will go to Bogan way.
Yeah, off to the semi. Along with the runner-up Bogan Way, Champion Model is trained by Jodie Lord, and her husband Andy Lord joins us now. Andy, congrats on the win. Look, she jumped well before being headed by Bogan Way, then had to change direction in the straight a couple of times, and so the win wasn't without any drama.
The win was good, mate. She come out good, and Bogan Way crossed her. They were bumping a bit, and coming into the straight, they've sort of, you know, found each other again, but she was too strong in the end.
Yeah, too right. The winning time was 26 and 34. Champion Model won last year's Canberra Cup, was a Golden Easter Egg semi-finalist this year, and she's got a good record at Wendy, Andy. I think it's 15 starts for 4 wins and 6 placings. So how good would it be to win the $1 million?
Oh, mate, like any big race, but it'd be good, but the million would be even better.
It's a really good... It's a fantastic concept and a shot in the arm that New South Wales needed.
Oh, mate, I can't believe that we've got $1 million race, and I just hope it continues. I mean, I see the sport just going ahead now.
Yeah, it's good news. Things are lining up, which is great. And
Wendy Saturday night, I mean, it's the first time I've been back there since they redone the track, and not that I know a lot about track surfaces and that, but geez, it looks good, and dogs race very, very cleanly, you know.
Yeah, and the times were excellent. Let's just get back to Champion Model. She's going to line up in the semis of the Million Dollar Chase on Friday night, October the 12th, which is the night before the Tab Everest at Randwick. What are you and Jodie planning to do with her between now and then, Andy?
Oh, she may have one more start between now and then. There's no point in sitting them on the fence. I mean, you've got to keep racing, and if we find a suitable race for her, we'll go in it. If not, we'll take her up to Wenny and trial her, you know, because she hasn't been around since they've changed the track. So,
You guys know what you're doing, that's for sure. And you've also qualified Rowan Hill for the semis, runner-up in last year's new sensation, fourth in the 2017 Dapto Megastar. Look, he really regained his mojo in the Bathurst Regional Final, and has been jumping a lot better, Andy.
Yeah, he's always jumped all right, but for a couple of starts there, I had to take him to unsuitable tracks like Bulleye. He's not really a big track dog, and, you know, he's sort of come down with a bit of a virus, but he just come good at the right time, and he's thriving now.
Well, he ran third to Lagoon Rhett in the heats of the Megastar last Thursday week at Dapto. What do you got on the agenda between now and the semis, Andy?
Mate, much the same as Champion Model. We want to, you know, if there's a suitable race, we'll race them. If not, you know, we're going to have them at their best. And, you know, we've got a real crack at it because it's like anything. You're going straight into the semis and, mate, you're one step away from the final.
Andy, further congratulations are in order for you and Jody. You trained 4 winners at Bulleye on Saturday night, and at Wenty, your chaser, Taken King, was just scintillating over the 700, clocking 41 and 86 at only his second staying test. He looks to have a really big future.
He does. I've nursed this dog, and I've sort of tipped him from day one, me and Jody, that he'll make a really good stayer. He's just, you know, he's a chaser. He's strong, and he's so relaxed. He does everything right. He could end up, you know, he could end up a really, really good stayer.
And a good thing too, he tends to race handy.
He does. He likes to be up on the pace, I mean, but he can come from behind, which he showed the other night, which is, you know, a very good effort for a dog that he's only second 700. I mean, his first one was at Dapto, which is, it's a hard 729, and that night he beat Poké Dorado home, which was a very, very good effort, you know. So, you know, we've got high hopes for that dog.
Well, Andy, all the best going forward with Taken King, the rest of your kennel, and indeed in the Million Dollar Chase semis. I know exactly where you hang out at Wentworth Park, so I'll make sure I come down and say good day to you. And thanks for all the time you've given me, you and Jody, in the past. And thanks for joining us on Going Greyhounds today, mate.
Anytime.
Good on you, Andy. There is Andy Lord from his gunning kennels. Well, it's time to recap all the action from the Wentworth Parks of the Million Dollar Chase. Now, Victorian Raiders took out all five heats on Saturday night. Corey Grenfell trained a winning treble. Robert Britton a double, including Benali's victory in 29-29, the fastest 500 time at Wentworth in a couple of years. Alpha Giorgio for Jeff Britton was second, but 9.25 lengths away. Blue Moon Rising for John Finn third. Not available later gave Robbie Britton his double, beat Dinah Patty by a head in 29-59, and they staged an epic duel for the entire race. Hasten Slowly for Angela Langton made it a Victorian 1-2-3. Corey Grenfell's winning treble began in the first Million Dollar Chase heat. Dinah Chancer stormed home, beat Christine Proctor's Sound Advice by 3.5 in 29-82. Fast Car Driving for Jody Gordon was third. In the next heat, Orson Allen for Corey jumped really well, made his own luck, got up by half a length in 29-43 from the odds-on pop Miss Splendor Miro, who missed the kick and ran into the heels of the winner after leaving the back straight. Hecton Bale was third. And Corey's treble came when second reserve Dinah Terror pinged the lids from box eight to beat the Andrea Daly pair, Rockstar Tuvi and Dinah Oscar in 30.01. When he hosts five more heats next Saturday night and five more the following Saturday. So that's excellent. And tonight at Nowra and Grafton, their regional Million Dollar Chase finals are on. And congratulations in order also for Dave Pringle after Midnight Starlet set a new track record in the Dubbo final in 29-27, just beating Brad Hillbilly's previous mark by 0.03 of a second. Midnight Starlet and runner-up Little Digger are off to the semi-finals at Wentworth Park. More regional finals are going to be held later this week on Friday at both Richmond and the Gardens. Okay, we're going to head to northern New South Wales now. On Friday, the Group 3 Casino Cup was run and won, and Snug started the favourite from box 7.
Nicky Nettle, Cosmic Bonus, Fabfitters always going well, and so too did Lock Freddy, getting in behind them, Saltador. Around the outside was Snug and Territorio. Oh, there's danger at the back of the field. Nicky Nettle's at the back, and so too King Grey Misty and Cosmic Bonus. Fabfit the leader, running to it, Saltador on the outside at a prize. Lock Freddy getting home, so too off the track was Territorio, and further back to Snug, and that is the header by Head Bonus. The leader on the inside was Fabfit coming at it, Saltador, and late on the scene was Territorio. Fabfit, I reckon, just beat either Territorio or Saltador, followed then by Wilbeck.
Race caller Bob Lane is on the line right now. Bob, good morning. Snug was never in it. Instead, it was the Litter Sister who scored.
It was, and both, of course, good morning, Dave. Yeah, both, of course, prepared by Darren Russell, and hats off to Darren.
The margin was a neck, the time 27-59. After finishing second to Lock Freddy in the heats, Fabfit reaped the benefit of the run on the turning casino track, Bob, which does give dogs which you can get out well a big advantage.
It certainly does, and she remains unbeaten from box three from three now.
Look, I thought the run of the runner-up Territorio from the eight was terrific too, Bob. It flew late along the rails. It got forced wide at that first turn.
Yeah, she did, and she just loves the inside. She's only won one from six off the eight prior to Friday. But just talking back about Darren there, he's got a wonderful strike rate here. I think he's won each of the four big events through the time. And at the moment, Go Lassie Go holds the 4.11-metre record, previously held by another one of his gallopers, Trippum, who set it twice. I think you'll find Precious Sal recently set a record at Maitland.
Yeah, indeed. And Precious Sal won the final race at Albion Park last Thursday night, Dogsy Dolan's final call at the creek. That dog was bred up your way, wasn't it?
Yeah, Margaret DeWise done a wonderful job over the years. She's produced a lot of very smart greyhounds, and Darren's trained most of them of late.
Now, it's been a good few weeks, Bob, for Darren Russell. Snug's off to Wentworth Park after winning the Lismore final of the Million Dollar Chase. What are your thoughts on this rich new series?
Well, I think any big money is a great invention or an added program we have, Dave. But, no, it gives everybody a chance. They're all across the state. And as to where Snug coming from Queensland, winning a race down here to get there, the interesting one of tonight at Grafton. They'll go down through those through the avenues to the finals. It'll be a very interesting outcome.
Yeah, absolutely. That race at Grafton is at 9:18 tonight. It's race number 7 on the card. Mozza is the $1.90 fixed odds favourite at the moment for Steve Scott out of box 6. It takes on a bigger field than last week at Grafton. Do you think Mozza will win again tonight?
Well, she's got a lot of early pace and she rockets over the shorter journey. So your Territora probably not that quick out beside it. Bogadite Sar is an interesting one, and so too is Fabrique, but gee whiz, it's a good feel.
Yeah, it is. It's a beauty. So, yeah, 9:18 tonight. You'll see it on Sky. Now, Bob, the Group 2 Lismore Cup is fast approaching. When are those heats going to be run?
Yeah, they've gone back a week to avoid the final of the Chase, Dave. So they're the 23rd and 30th of October for those Lismore heats, and already quite a bit of interest.
I bet you'll be looking forward to calling them and the final too.
I won't. Yes, we'll waste. It kind of brings out the best in these big events, and a lot of those dogs just keep on going on.
Well, Bob, keep up the great work. Love your calls and fantastic work at Casino, and no doubt we'll hear you tomorrow night and then later on at the end of the week, and appreciate your time once again on Going Greyhounds.
Thank you, Dave, and very, very much appreciate your input over the years, and all the very best in the future.
Thank you very much, Bob. There is Bob Lane. Well, yesterday there was Group 1 Greyhound action across the Tasman with two more heats of the Waterloo Cup contested at Manukau in Auckland. And Pinny Mack from the Clark Kennel set the time standard from box 1 in 30 and 26.
And off we go, gets away all right, Pinny Mack here along with Big Time Lily up by the track. There we go to ride and shotgun. Underneath there is Avenger Bowler. Follow the paint there by Idle Tom. Trying to whip round the outside, Monster Fish towards the tail of the field. Then now is Corborn Trixie. And last of all, Christiane Cyborg. Down the back, it's Big Mack in front. Pinny Mack driving along nicely from Big Time Lily. Trying to kick into the races. Ride and shotgun round the outside of runners. There we go to Monster Fish. Up they come and Pinny Mack still kicks. Pinny Mack home. Big Time Lily second, Riding Shotgun third. Then it's pretty close. We've got Avenger Bale, we've got Idle Tom. Excuse me, further back, Avenger Bale, if I didn't mention that, Corborn Trixie.
Well, it's Pinny Mack. It's not actually Penny Mack, and they pronounce it Pinny Mack. It's P-I-N-N-Y, and 30 and 26 was the time. My good mate and our Kiwi Greyhound expert, Pete Fenimore, joins us now. Pete, good morning. There wasn't a lot on the clock between Pinny Mack and the other heat winner, Dinah Dave.
No, that's right, Dave, and good morning to you guys over there too. Two cracking Waterloo Cup heats at Manukau yesterday afternoon. Pinny Mack has been a real ovation since he's come across the Tasman from West Aussie there. Stevie Clark's got him absolutely flying, and he just cut out of his heat, as you mentioned, in 30 and 26. Dinah Dave for Craig Roberts tracked up from Christchurch to win his heat. Of course, Dinah Dave was the recent Addington 520-metre track record. Very strong in his track debut at Manukau, a 30 and 29, and he's got to be improved for next Sunday's Group 1 final. Of course, Dave, the Waterloo Cup is a rather unique event, qualifying on different tracks. We had a heat at Addington last Thursday night. Dave and Jean Fay, of course, have been dominant New Zealand group race winning trainers for years. This is the one Group 1 in New Zealand that they haven't won. They qualified the two out of Addington, Ego Man Nautical, cut out as 5:20 and 13:42 over Kennelmate to the nail. And, of course, Lisa Cole, she trained last year's Waterloo Cup winner, Big Time Paddy, which gave him the pathway into the Melbourne Cup heats. She produced a former Australian, Blazing Carter, and he's been blazing around hat-trick. He cut out his Waterloo Cup assignment on Friday night in 30 and 18, with Judas Bale being the runner-up and qualifying for that final.
Yeah, and the winner next Sunday gets automatic entry to the TAB Melbourne Cup heats too?
Yeah, that's correct. And it's been in a relationship between the Auckland Greyhound Club and Sandown Park. I think this is about the fourth year it's occurred now. And, of course, Big Time Paddy took up the opportunity last year where he ran fourth in the Melbourne Cup heat.
Now, Mick Floyd, the Sandown media chief, is doing a tour with the TAB Melbourne Cup. Has he been to Auckland with it or is he about to?
He's about to, Dave. He's flying across the Tasman now on Saturday afternoon, and we have a cocktail function, pre-Waterloo Cup cocktail function hosted by the Auckland President John Roberts. Mick will be in attendance, and he's bringing the TAB Melbourne Cup with him. And of course, they'll be on display at the Manukau Stadium next Sunday afternoon.
Well, how good would it be to drink some icy cold Spates beer out of that cup?
Oh, just it's a dream come true, Dave.
Because despite you know, a bit of rain at times in New Zealand, it can be thirsty weather over there.
Oh, it always is. Yeah, like Auckland's very much like Melbourne, four seasons in one day.
Yeah, that's right. But the Spates, I've been trying to find it in Sydney. I can't find it. I like that Spates beer. I've become accustomed to it with your help.
It's too precious to export across the Tasman, Dave.
Is that right? Now, Pete, the New Zealand Greyhound Awards aren't far away.
Yeah, October 13 in Hamilton. Yeah, that's there'll be a whole variety of different awards being made during the evening. Of course, the biggie of them all, the 2017-18 New Zealand Greyhound of the Year. There has been there's three nominees, you know, for the ultimate award. Of course, a big time Paddy. After he returned from Melbourne, he went on a group a race winning spree. He won something like, I think it was 218,000, I think, overall in the season. Unfortunately, he won the Whanganui Cup at the start of the current season and then badly broke down. He will be standing at stud over here. The other nominee, of course, Ring the Bell, the phenomenal star that came across from Victoria. He won his second consecutive Duke of Edinburgh Silver Collar. Might be demanding 7.79 metre trip at Manukau. And Ray Adcock has since retired him. And, of course, our old mate, the Tuesday afternoon sprinting sensation, world chair Norm, finished his career with 97 wins, 95 of those wins in New Zealand, and he was just recently retired.
Yeah, world chair Norm, absolutely loved him. Yeah, so the awards are back in Hamilton. I went there a few years ago to the awards. It was a tremendous night. Sir Colin Meads, the late Sir Colin, the oak tree, the All Blacks legend, he was a guest speaker. How good was he?
Oh, fantastic. You know, just a real icon, but a fantastic guest speaker. And, of course, the big pine tree tumbled a year or so ago. And, you know, Pine Tree Meads, he's still remembered.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we had our we went to some karaoke bar. Pete, I remember myself and Karen Walsh doing a very, very good duet, if memory serves me correctly.
Yeah, I suppose you can remember it, actually, Dave.
Earplugs were being handed around when I took the mic, that's for sure. But Pete, yeah, well, the awards will be a tremendous night on October 13 in Hamilton, which is about 150 k's southeast of Auckland. And, look, I just want to thank you for all you've done, keeping us up to date with chasing across the Tasman. We show it on Sky Racing. We're proud that we have such a great relationship with you guys in New Zealand. And thanks for all the time that you've given me over the years.
Hey, Dave, it's been an absolute pleasure. And I'd just like to take the opportunity on behalf of New Zealand Greyhound Racing to thank you for your brilliant and long and loyal support of New Zealand Greyhound Racing. It has been truly appreciated on the side of the Tasman. Yeah, Sky Racing, unfortunately, is losing a real knowledgeable and passionate greyhound person. And, Dave, from everybody over here, we wish you all the very best for your future endeavours. And, Dave, I've just got one final thing I've got to say to you, mate. The Bundesliga Cup, 12 more months, mate.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, we'll be arguing for another year, that is for sure. One day the Wallabies will win. I'll be about 97, which isn't too far away by then. But Pete, yeah, the All Blacks, they're just about unbeatable. But we'll argue between now and then again. I look forward to catching up with you on track.
Absolutely, Dave. And cheers, mate. And hey, all the very best.
Thank you, Pete. There is Pete Fenimore from Auckland. Well, in other news, very, very sad news. Tony Brett's mother, Jenny, passed away at the weekend. And our deepest sympathies are with Tony, Fleur and the entire family. And former Melbourne Cup champ El Gran Señor passed away since we last went to air. Our thoughts are with Carolyn Jones and all involved with the big bloke. He's 39 kilos. He shouldered his way out to get clear and win that Melbourne Cup back in 2010. And he got bone cancer, sadly, and he passed away certainly before his time was due. Speaking of champs, Tornado Tears, also known as Batman, has now passed $500,000 in prize money after winning Saturday night's Group 3 Top Cat Video Cup by 5 lengths at the Meadows in 42 and 41. A Top Gun coming up at the Meadows for the stayers and the sprinters next month. Victorian trainer Ashley Terry had a night to remember at Angle Park on Thursday night when Nervous and Weird led all the way to win the Group 3 South Australian Derby, while Littermate My American Girl took out the Oaks. And a huge well done to all of the greyhound racing jurisdictions around Australia and Croc Media in joining forces to raise money for the farmers affected by drought. This coming Thursday night, whenever a dog wearing the yellow rug wins a race, $1,000 will be donated to buy a bale. And that applies to all races at Dapto, Sandown, Albion Park, Angle Park, Hobart and Mandra in Western Australia. So go those five dogs. And, well, as has been mentioned, this is my final going greyhounds. Stepping up to the plate from next Monday will be my mate, race caller, John Bunny Brash. And he's here with us now. Bunny, in handing over the baton, I want to wish you all the best in a role that you are going to relish.
Thank you, Dave. Good morning to you. Yes, looking forward to taking on the challenge. Big shoes to fill, but let's hope we do the job just as honourably.
Johnny, when and where did you first start race calling?
Where and when? I was in grade 10 at school, Dave, back in 1983.
Right.
I got my opportunity to call up the straight at Capella Bar Greyhounds.
Wow. And then you still love Capella Bar, don't you?
Yes, I was there up until around 1986 when I got the full-time job at Radio 4BC at the time and had to give away calling at Capella Bar, working weekends in the studio at that time, but was lucky enough to spend 10 years at Border Park Tweed Heads between 2000 and 2010. And then the opportunity came again through work commitments to be able to take up Capella Bar again. So I'm back there for a second time and since 2010 and there again each and every Saturday up until this week. So,
well, Johnny, you've been doing radio at 4TAB in Brisbane for quite a while now and as the incoming host of Going Greyhounds, it's only fitting that you've seen the light and come to New South Wales.
Come to New South Wales, Dave. Well, all the action's in New South Wales at the moment. We're looking forward to continuing the chats around the million-dollar chase coming up over the next few weeks. So that'll take centre stage, no doubt, and it's a great time of year to come as the spring dawns.
And congratulations are in order too, John, with you being appointed as Paul Dolan's successor broadcasting at Albion Park.
Again, big shoes to fill, Dave, but it is an honour that Radio TOB have given me the opportunity and we'll take it with both hands and we'll see what we can do with the role. And we put to work last night, Dave. I was at Albion Park there calling and race four last night gave us a big test. There was a nose by a dead heat finish.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not swapping gigs. I'll swap gigs on Going Greyhounds with you, but I'm not doing that as a race caller. It's something that you guys are certainly born with. But
just after the race, Dave, I said, come back, Paul Dolan.
Well, Johnny, all the best. I look forward to listening to Going Greyhounds now of a Monday morning from 11 a.m. and go well as the host from next week.
Dave, I appreciate that. And from all of us in greyhound racing, we thank you. You are passionate about not only racing, but particularly greyhound racing. And we wish you well in your future endeavours.
Thank you, Johnny. And please pass on my best as well to Lukey Gatehouse and Leslie Byrne and the entire team at Albion Park.
Dave, there'll be a snag and a Bundy there every time you visit Albion Park in the future.
You beauty. I think Cozzy wanted to say something to you, Bunny.
John, I was just going to say, John, the lovely thing is every Monday from now on, we're not going to get driven mad by someone talking about his football team winning. That's just going to be a wonderful breath of fresh air, John. But seriously, Dave, mate, on behalf of Sky, everyone at Tabcorp and the greyhound racing industry, thank you so much for all you've done. And for your wonderful support of the doggies, you do it not because it's work, it's because you love it, that's why.
Yeah,
and we really, really appreciate it, mate, and good luck in your future endeavours, whatever you do.
Thank you, Cozzy, to you and Bunny Brash and all the guests and all the people I've worked with here, the lovely Tanya Thomas, who sits outside the studio and gets all the guests to air, Grant Boyden, Nick, who have panelled the show so well, to everyone else I've worked with, Simon Harrison, Wolfie, and indeed the boss, the hoss, Andrew Bensley. I appreciate everything, Andrew, putting me on the air for this. And no doubt, he's another Collingwood fan. I'll be catching up with him very shortly. And hopefully both of you will have a big smile on your face after getting the flag on Saturday, Cozzy.
Hopefully, Johnny. We'll talk to you next week, mate, with Going Greyhounds. It'll be you.
Yes, indeed. Johnny Brash.
Fantastic. All right, mate, all the best, and we'll talk to you soon, Disco.
Thanks, Coz.
Dave Carlton, it's 11:04, Sky Sports Radio.